So far, this is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. At least one person died Tuesday when floods raced through Poudre Canyon west of Fort Collins. Residents, businesses, and campgrounds in Larimer County were evacuated because of heavy rain and mudslides. Todd Evans was camping near the Cache la Poudre River until a police officer told him to pack up and leave immediately.
We were able to get some of it, but there's still a couple hundred dollars worth of stuff. You know, I got propane bottles and umbrellas. I got some tools that I left up there.
The floods also knocked out power to more than 100 customers. The news that Black and Latino Coloradans continue to be arrested at disproportionate rates for cannabis offenses has some leaders saying the state needs to do better. CPR's Allison Sherry told Colorado Matters that leading lawmakers have their eyes on it.
Yeah, I talked to both State Senator James Coleman and State Representative Leslie Herod, both members of the Black Caucus. Both said it merits further explanation. Coleman said it was incumbent on lawmakers and community leaders to hold police officers more accountable for why arrest rates would be different depending on the ethnic group for the same kinds of crimes. Herod, who's been a real leader inside the Capitol on police reform, said that people need to question prosecutors about plea deals, charging decisions, and that, you know, communities need to have alternatives to addiction-related crime than jails and prisons.
CPR's Allison Sherry. Housing prices in Colorado Springs set records for the fifth month in a row in June. That has ripple effects across the local economy. Chamber of Commerce President Dirk Draper says that's true even at his own workplace, with one candidate who pulled out of a job search.
Once he got into the housing market and saw both the volatility and the rates of increase, felt that was more risk than she wanted to take on of trying to enter this market, kind of jump on a quickly spinning merry-go-round.
He says other companies have told him housing prices affect how they assess whether to expand in Colorado. The Front Range has highs today mostly in the 90s, with smoke in the air and a slight chance for thunderstorms through the afternoon. It's staying hot tomorrow, too. This is CPR News.